I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. A new interdisciplinary arts group, Art of Africa, is presenting My Children, My Africa by Atoll Fugard. It'll be at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center in the intimate Rose Fire Bay the 27th through the 30th with a variety of showtimes, six performances in all. It's being directed by Murray McGibbon, currently a professor of acting and directing at Indiana University, who hails from South Africa. One of the players is fellow IU professor Ainsley Valentine, taking on the role of Mr. M, a teacher. Murray, tell us a little bit. It's a three-character play. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a play that I have been fascinated with for a long time, but it's never been on my radar to direct. And Tera Chisano, who's playing the part of Isabel, the young girl in the play, suggested to me about a year ago after we'd worked on King Lear together that would I be interested in directing her in it? And I said, yes, absolutely. But where are we going to find a Mr. M? And Ainsley had recently been appointed to the faculty. So Ainsley, I think I'm right in saying she contacted you and said, would you like to play the role? And we looked for a young man to play Tommy Mbakwana, the young black student. And so it just looked as if everything was lined up. And I then read the play again and got quite panic-stricken because it's a very deep and dark play. And it's taken me a couple of months to actually fall in love with it. But now I'm besotted with it, and I can't wait to see how it's going to affect Bloomington audiences.
My Children, My Africa shows really a generational clash between an old-fashioned black teacher and a young, gifted black student and a young, gifted white student. Tommy, played by Youssef Agonbiade, and Isabel, played by Tera Chisano. Ainsley, you've actually played Mr. M before.
Yes. Many, many years ago at Broderpool High School, was my alma mater, as part of the performing arts program. I was in my 20s then and thought at that point, oh boy, I'd love to come back to this role when I'm a little closer to the age of the character. I'm not there yet, but I'm approaching. It seems like it's an appropriate time to come back and take another swing at it.
Old-fashioned?
Sure. He's old-fashioned in the idea of he teaches and the students learn. There's a definite generational difference for how they should approach protest, making cultural or social change. And I think more importantly, they push him to challenge himself and ask himself questions. Why? Why do I do what it is that I do? And I think that's the beauty of the play.
Murray, as a director, here you have just a trio. What's that like?
Well, it's really lovely because Fugard writes very big plays on a very small canvas, if that makes any sense. And so there's an enormous amount to mine within the play, and we're still at that discovery stage of what does this actually mean, what is here. But in the case of, you know, maybe 2 hours, he's able to give audiences a lifetime of experiences. He's a brilliant writer. I don't want to give the storyline away, but it's heavily relevant, I think, at the moment, particularly to this country where there is a great racial divide emerging, where there is a lot of discussion going on about education and the future of education in this country. And so although the play is set in South Africa, that's merely the locus, I feel. It's got an international, a broader appeal, and I hope in a university town it's going to appeal very strongly.
The interdisciplinary arts group Art of Africa is presenting Atoll Fugard's My Children, My Africa in the intimate Rose Fire Bay in the John Waldron Arts Center. It opens on the 27th and plays at a variety of times through the 30th. Our guests have been director Murray McGibbon and actor Ainsley Valentine. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.